Yesterday we began with the first pasuk of Hayiki Savi al Aretz, and we spoke about the Vihaya, how it's a hemshech off the Mechias Amalek. Now there's another very interesting point in pasuk base. Lakach the May Rashis called Pri Ha'adama. You should take from the Rashis of the Pri Ha'adama. Asher Tavi Me'artzucha Hashem Lakach Neisin Loch. So Rashi says, what's May Rashis? What's the Lashon May Rashis? So with Darshi, May Rashis, V'loi Kol Rashis. But not all Rashis. To be Memayit what? She'ein Kol HaPeiros Chayav B'Bikur. Not all fruit of the trees is Chayav B'Bikur. Al Zayin Haminim Bova. Dafka the Shivas Haminim. Now, what's special about the Shivas Haminim? So he brings another drasha, which happens to be two different drashas in two different places, but Rashi puts them together. In other words, from the first drasha, he's learning that it's not a din in all Paris Elon, like we find by Trumas and Maestris, which is in all fruits of trees. Over here, it's not from all fruits of the trees. It's dafka from the Zayimin. How do I know Zayiminim? So that's the second drasha. V'nemal alon eretz chit v'sayra, mal alon mizayin amina shenishtabcha ben eretz Yisrael. What's special about the zayin minim? Because eretz Yisrael is praised with them. Afkan shevach eretz Yisrael shein zayin minim. So those are the two drashas that Rashi puts together. Now, if we take a look back in Pashas Mishpatim, over there, and in Kisisa, where the mitzvah of Bikurim is brought down. So over there, the Lashon, the Pasuk is over there, the Lashon, the Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim. The Lashon is, see, where is it? It's Noah's back right here. What? You say? In Pashas Mishpatim, when it brings down the mitzvah Bikurim, it says Rashis Bikurim. It doesn't say May Rashis, it says Rashis. Over there it says Rashis Bikurim Ad Mascha. Over there, Chav Gimel Yutes. Okay, Chav Gimel Yutes. Thank you. Right, Rashis Bikurim Ad Mascha. Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. So over here in Pashas Mishpatim, it says Rashis. By us it says May Rashis. So it's coming to tell us, and the Lima by us is coming to tell us, that it's not from all Rashis, it's from the Zayin Minim, Sheshtabcha Ben Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a interesting Ariza, which is brought in different Sfarim, that the mitzvahs Bikurim is a tikkun for the chet of the meraglim. The meraglim were mitzi diba al haaretz. They spoke bad about the haaretz. So mitzvahs bikurim was given to show the chiba for the haaretz. That's what the Arizal says. So what was the problem with the meraglim? They spoke about the peiros haaretz, and they also brought from the peiros haaretz to Klal Yisrael to show, look what Eretz Yisrael is all about. They have big remoinim, big, right, where they bring the three fruits that they brought, Eshkol of Anovim. What? Which one? Right, three from the Shiva Samin. They brought back. Who? Right, but the Pashas, the Pasuk, three examples the Pasuk gives us is from the Shiva Samin. Baal Kapanim, they brought back from the Peiros Haaretz. They brought back from the Peiros Haaretz. So perhaps we could say that in Pashas Mishpatim, that's before the Chet of the Meraglim. Before the Chet of the Meraglim, the Mitzvahs Bikurim was on all trees. It was a din in the Peiros Elon. It was a din in the Peiros Elon. And therefore, there was an inner Bikurim from all the Minim, all the, just like Shumas, Chala, Bechar, which we give from the Rashis of the Peiros, to Hashem Yisbarach. And through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the rest that's left over. The Vart of the Rashis we give from the beginning, and He gives a bracha to the rest. right? Also, we find by Trumas, Chala, and Bechar, and also in Parshas Mishpatim, all it says here is very simple. It says, again, it says in Pasik, Reish is Bikurei Ad Mascha, Tavi, Beis Hashem Kecha. Doesn't say anything about the Din Kriya, like we have in our Pasha over here of Ubas Elokayin Asheyi Beyamahim, but Marte Love, whole Din Kriya. Doesn't say anything yet. Because Vaita, the Din Kriya only came about after the Chet of the Meraglim. Because they were over with two things. They were over with Diba, they spoke. So we need to be misakin that with a Din Kriya, by speaking out our Chiba for the Paris of the Aretz. And also they were over with bringing those Paris to be Megana, to be Megana Eretz Yisrael with those Paris. So we bring the Paris to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the chilik between the Parshas Mishpatim to over here. Now, over here, so it comes out that the Din Bikurim has two aspects. One is like all the other Dinei Reishis, and also because of Shvach Hartzah. Which is interesting, if you take a look and say for Nehemiah, Perek Yud Pasuk Lamed Vav, over there, Rashi's Mashma, and the Sefer Chinuch also is Mashma, that there's a din derabanan to bring bikurim also from other meaning besides the Zayin meaning. Where does that come from? Well, the rabbanan just made up a new din. Teretz is because mitchila the din was takan all meaning of Peres Se'ilim was the din of Peres Se'ilim. Only after the chet and the meraglim we minimized it to the Zayin meaning. So the Rabbanan said, but there's still an Inyan. You don't have to, and I'm chuyv to, but there's still an Inyan to bring from other Paris. Awesome. That's what comes out interesting. You look at the Chiddush Aran, Chulin, Kuf Chaf, which is brought by Tosfos Reb Kiv Egin in the Mishnayis. So, you want to see more Mamakams? Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in the Bir Halacha and Perak Beis Halacha Beis over there. Akapanim, but according to some Rishonim, there's a Din Rabbanan over here bringing for other meaning, but it makes a lot of sense, Kifi, what we're saying. Another chilik we find between Parshas Mishpatim, to by us, is that the pasuk over there says, in Perachov Gimel over there, what does it say? It says, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Where do you need to bring it to? Beis HaMikdash. By us, further on it says, if the whole thing, it says, where do you put it? V'inachtoi? Lifnei Hashem Alekecha. And it says over here, it says Mizbech. No, doesn't say that by us? Where is that?
Pasuk
Dalet. Pasuk Dalet. V'inichoi lifnei Mizbech Hashem Alekecha. So over here it says Mizbech. Which, there's a need in the Rishonim, if you can bring Kavanais, when you have the Mikdash, the Makam HaMikdash, without the Mizbech. Do I need the Mizbech in order to be able to bring Kavanais or not? Shitas HaRambam, I can bring Kavanais even without the Mizbech. So but by Bikurim, the Chiddush of the Pasuk by us is telling us no. Now why over there it says Bais and over here it says Mizbech, that I don't have an answer. Maybe it has to do with what we said about the Chet HaMeraglim. I don't know the answer. But one thing we do see over here in the is that it has to be in the bias, and that's why it's brought down in Masechet Bikurim, and the Rambam brings down Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that has to be brought to the bias, lifnei Mizbeach, by the Mizbeach. Okay, now the Pasuk goes on further. The Pasuk says, Ubas the Pasuk Gimel, Ubas el HaKoyin HaShiyah by Yom Mimahim, Zokt Rashi, Ein L'choy el HaKoyin Shviyamecha Kumay Shehu. What else? Who else am I bringing it to? So Teretz is that there was some kind of havamin over here. That maybe this coin is not fit for me to bring my bikurim to. Oh, I understand. What's the big deal? The coin, the bikurim go to the coin. So you bring it to the coin. Right? Bishlema. We find the same drasha in other places by the Yiftach Yidari, Kishmul Bidari, the Navi, the Gal Hadar. Okay? He has to be a chash of a person. But the Kayin Teretz is who you bring in the Bikurim to. You bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we madgish in the Pasuk over and over. Asher tavi me'artzuch ha'shem ha'kach ha'naisin lach ba'alach damok ha'shivch ha'shem ba'as ha'kash me'em ba'amat elav. Right? He ba'as elav and says further on it says va'anisa ba'amat alifnei ha'shem alikecha. And oh, pasigyod. Ba'ate hine hevesis reishis pri adam asher nesata li ha'shem v'inachte lifnei ha'shem alikecha. We're really bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Akar Satev that we have to Him for giving us this land with these peiros. The Kayin is eating off the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Kayin who's eating off the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would think if I'm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe he has to be a kohen of great chashivos. Zog the pasuk. No. The kohen by yom mehaim. Just that kohen is enough. Bring it to that kohen. And Rashi says, "Va'amarte elav she'ein cha kafoy teiva." You're not a kafoy teiva. In last week's pasha, we find that there's a chilik between. I don't remember if I mentioned it. Between Moavim and Amoini, I mentioned it, that Moavim, Amoini, even if they become a ger, and a ger is kikot and shenayla dami, but they can't marry into the Kal Hashem la'olam forever. A doimi and a mitzri could become a ger and marry into Kal Yisrael after the third generation. What's the chiluk between the two? So the pasuk says, because Amoini and Moavi are kafoy taif. The pasuk gives two reasons. First, they didn't greet us with food and drinks, even though we offered to pay them. Right? It says, we'll pay you for it. Still didn't want to give it to us. As opposed to Mitzrayim, gave us food. It says, Zacharu Zadoga Shenechob in Mitzrayim. They gave us food. They didn't want to give us food. And also, they hired Bilam to fight against us. Which, what was the time that they hired Bilam to fight against us? Kaiso was coming. And they were scared of Kaiso. What else were they supposed to do? But what happened was, Balak said, I need you to get them rid of them that they don't come into my land. Allah Oretz. Bilam said, no, that's not enough for me. I got to get rid of them in Ha'olam from the whole world. Get rid of Kaiso. And Balak agreed to Bilam to get rid of them from the whole world. Meaning, Mina Ares, that's a war tactic. Fine. But to greet him that we should get rid of Klal Yisrael, that's already a taina. The taina was that they were kafui taif. Kafui taif, that they owed Hakaras HaTaif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving them from Sodom. Avram Avinu from the Melchama. They owed tremendous Hakaras HaTaif to Klal Yisrael and to Hashem Yisbarach. As opposed to a Daimi and Mitzvi, their Midah Ra was that they were cruel and mean. So I heard from Reb Ruven Feinstein that there's different types of Midas. There are Midas which are part of a person's DNA. Then there's Midas which are not part of your DNA. Amoini or Ma'avi, and only the male, not the female. The male Amoini and Ma'avi, they had it in their DNA. Rabbi Yeruchim writes it also. Rabbi Yeruchim Dastei says it was part of their tchunais to be a kafoy taif. And what's part of your tchunais is very, very difficult to uproot. Very difficult to uproot. To the extent that it will remain with you la'olam. Let's go from generation to generation. And that was a problem with the male Amoini Ma'avi, that they had it in their nature. They couldn't uproot it. Therefore, La'olam, they can't come into Klal Yisrael. The Edomi Mitzri, that which they were cruel and mean, that's a mitzvah that they could change. Okay, it takes time, it takes work, it's a process. Not easy to change. So it takes three generations to change it, but they could change it. Together with being a ger kikatan shenayla dami, they could change it. They could change it. The Moavis, the women, they had mid of chesed. Right? We find Rus. David comes from Rus. Rus wrote, right? Megillus Rus. Why do we read on Shavuos? One of the reasons is because Torah is chesed and Megillus Rus is kulei chesed. The chesed she did for Klal Yisrael. So chesed is, so it's interesting. The male had this mid of kafui teva. The women had mid of chesed. So, but Klal Yisrael, Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, we have in our nature hakara satan. Sometimes we're challenged on that. Right? We're challenged not to be makitay. But be'emes, within ourselves, we have that midah of hakara satan. And the challenge sometimes is so great that we don't realize that we need to be makitay. So therefore, the Torah is stressing over here, you have that midah. And the midah is such a beautiful midah that we have this whole process of the Mishnahis we mentioned in the first year, that they would go as a parade to Yerushalayim and everyone would come out to greet them. They would close the stores down to greet them, to walk them in. Chazal say that the rich became poor and the rich became rich and the poor became poor. Why? Because the rich would bring the fruit in baskets of gold. And they would bring the fruits and the kohen would take the fruit and give back the basket. So the rich became rich. The poor would bring it in baskets of straw. And the kohen would take the basket to show chashivas to the ani that all he had was a straw basket, so they became poorer because they lost their basket. But there was a chashivas over here given to this mitzvah, which again is to uproot the avart of Amalek, and yeah.